Still without a motive, they went to interview his co-workers, his family, his neighbors. All that any of them could say was that he had been a quiet man, that they had hardly spoken to him, that they really did not know him at all. Only his older sister, there on the right in the blue and the red, had anything to tell them. She told them that he was always building places to put things. She told them that, as a boy, he had kept a huge collection of short-lived insects in jars with air holes poked in the lids. Later, he had run the walls of their bedroom with crisscrossing clear plastic tubes leading to the hamster cage in the corner. She told them that neither of the two hamsters ever ventured down any of the tubes. Not exactly a motive, I know, but still there was a preponderance of physical evidence, and this preponderance of physical evidence put Jeremiah Barnes on trial. He acted as his own attorney, took the stand, and refused to say anything on his own behalf. He was found guilty on all 86 counts of theft and sentenced to 20 years in a medium security prison. Once in prison, he sickened quickly and died soon after. I wish that I could say more about Jeremiah Barnes. I wish that I was even sure that it was him who dragged all of those machines into the middle of the forest. All I can tell you is what's been documented. Each of his earth movers was returned to its respective city, where all but three continued to function adequately for the duration of their expected usefulness. As for Jeremiah Barnes, he's become a folk hero to a very small circle of people. To even more people, he's become an oddball anecdote, a fabulous bit of party chatter. He has a very small sort of post-mortem fame that I wonder whether he would have wanted. That is the end. Thank you very much for listening. I hope that you have enjoyed this story.